Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Janie from Goshen, New York, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Wow, this song has an enormous hook. If it had come out a little earlier this year, it probably would have gotten my vote for Song of the Summer. But Fever, and the rest of the debut LP by the artist known as Roosevelt, didn't come out until summer was half over. But that's okay, because now it seems kind of perfect for that time of year where people start wishing for a return to those carefree, and therefore probably imaginary, days of summer. Roosevelt is the work of the German singer and producer Marius Lauber, and he is here with his band to play some of this fine new album for us, beginning with a song called Heart. It's Roosevelt live on Soundcheck. That is Roosevelt live here in the Soundcheck studio with his song called Heart. You'll find it on the debut full-length, also called Roosevelt. That is the work of Marius Lauber, who sings and writes the songs, plays keyboards and guitar. With him here in the studio, Matthias Biermann on bass and sampler and backing vocals, and Martin Hemmen behind our drum kit and more backing vocals. Marius, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Really glad to have you here. Now, a lot of the music on this album is electronic.
Right.
It's all dance music.
Right.
But it's not necessarily electronic dance music. It's not EDM.
I mean, yeah, it's hard for me to pin it down also, because it's not that I have a plan to go to the studio to make a certain type of music. It's just what comes out in the end. But I guess I wanted to achieve making dance music, but not necessarily with synthesizers all the time and with drum machines. Yeah, but use band instruments.
Right.
And, I guess it's just a mix of my influences, but yeah, it's hard for me to pin it down also. On the
yeah. yeah, well, and one of the reasons I like this record is it is kind of fun to sort through the different influences, everything from disco to krautrock to the new romantics. You know, there was a little bit of, I heard a little bit of OMD, you know,
right.
Some orchestral maneuvers in the dark maybe towards the end of that song. What did you grow up listening to?
I mean, when I was 15 or something, I started playing in bands, more in school bands and in all kinds of combinations. And that was when I started playing guitar, and then a drummer was needed in a different band. And I just said, I can play the drums. I can do it.
And so had you ever drummed before?
No, I never. But I think it's part of my like musical, how I grew up with music, that I just tried things out, that a drummer was needed, and then for 4 weeks I did nothing else than just learning drums for myself, and then I was standing there and I would say, yeah, I can be the drummer, and yeah.
Well, I would think that having that in your background as someone who played real drums, that you would be not satisfied with the usual sound of, you know, programmed and sequenced percussion for dance music. You would want that real heavy kind of drum sound.
Yeah, with real drums, it's more about the energy. I mean, drum machines just sometimes can't give me enough dynamics and enough energy for a certain track. We're going to play Night Moves later also, and that's a perfect example, because the drums and the almost like rock vibe in the
right.
end of the track just gives it another layer that wouldn't be possible with just machines.
Yeah.
And I love machines. Like, it's... I'm really into techno music also, and that's a huge influence. But just for my project, it's really important for me to have real instruments and real drums also, to have a certain dynamic in there.
Yeah. Right, and you mentioned, you know, how it adds a different layer. There are also different kind of emotional layers to a lot of these songs. I mean, we think of dance music as very sunny,
right?
Very poppy. But there's an undercurrent of melancholy in a lot of your songwriting. Where does that come from?
I mean, for me, the best dance music was always the one where you're standing on the dance floor in such a euphoric environment, and suddenly something hits you. It may be a piece of lyric or just a certain harmony in the track. So that, like, these two layers hitting each other always was the interesting part of dance music, because it happens in such a hedonistic environment as a nightclub. But then some layers in really good dance music go in there and break the whole thing, and it gets like this weird I guess you call it melancholic state. And that's something I want to achieve with my music. I always like music best that doesn't it's not too obvious and doesn't give you the doesn't tell you which feeling you should have.
Right.
But so I always like music that makes that where you think you should dance to it, but you don't really feel like dancing to it. So this really interests me. When these two layers are hitting each other.
And I mean, I want to make clear, it's not like a new idea. Many of the world's dance traditions in places like West and Central Africa or in the Caribbean, you know, a lot of that, the most irrepressible, irresistible dance music, actually is sometimes about very sad and very dark stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it took dance music a while to kind of get to that point, it seems.
Yeah, it also just, like you said, it's nothing new, but it's something that was kind of new for me, because when I came from that rock, from those rock bands and started going out to clubs when I was 18 and 19 years old, this was such a different world. And maybe Roosevelt is still my experiment of like merging these two worlds.
Yeah. Now, on the record, also called Roosevelt, it's pretty much all you, right?
Right, yeah.
So how is it now with the band? Do you have to kind of reshape the songs to fit into a live setting?
Not really. I mean, the approach first is just to play it really close to the album version, but then also I always see it like the best Roosevelt cover band that there is. Like once you accept the fact that things can change, and these guys also bring in some other stuff, some other vibes to the tracks. Once you accept that the tracks can change slightly when you play them live, then it's really fun to rehearse them and to play them live.
You want to do Belong next?
Yeah, why not?
All right. This is another track from the otherwise untitled album by Roosevelt, the work of Marius Lauber. And he and the band are here with us in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear another live performance. More live music from Roosevelt here in the Soundcheck studio. That song is called Belong, and you will find it on the debut full-length record, also called Roosevelt. Once again, the work of the German singer and songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marius Lauber, with Matthias Biermann and Martin Hemmen helping out here in the Soundcheck studio today. So, why Roosevelt?
It's something I can't really remember, to be honest. It was like 5 years ago, and I just needed a name. And it was this like story that's quite typical for a lot of bands. You just need a working title, and then suddenly you have a show. And then you think about, should I change the name, or should I just like go with it? And I just went with it. And I mean, at first, such a name can be quite alien to you, but after half a year, it was just natural. So, yeah. So I just like the sound of it. That's the honest answer. Yeah.
Well, you're right. It's a very common occurrence that, you know, you don't have a name. You form a band. You give it a sort of a placeholder name. We'll give it a real name later. And then suddenly you have a gig.
Right.
And that's your name.
Yeah. I think there were even posters printed for the first show. And the promoter was a friend of mine. And he just thought that I'd go with Roosevelt. And I didn't tell him, so he kind of took the decision, which can be good.
Yeah. So you mentioned how you started playing when you were a teenager. You started playing guitar in one band, drums in another band. Mm-hmm. We just heard you singing and playing keyboards. When did you start doing those things?
I had piano lessons when I was really small, when I was 6 or 7.
So that was your first instrument?
Yeah, I just did it for 2 years or something. But I guess you learn it really well when you're really small. It kind of connects to you, and you can go back to it 10 or 15 years later, and you kind of feel home still on the keys. So that was my first contact with actually doing music. And then in my first band, when I was 14 or 15, I actually was singing already. So, yeah, this all doesn't feel like a new thing. It just, yeah, it feels just summing up.
And when did you start, like, you DJ, right?
I mean, as Roosevelt, I started to DJ. Yeah, that was the first thing I did. And that was my first contact with electronic music. And I didn't produce music at first. And the sound that I'm doing now, I think, just developed when I actually started creating music. Yeah, but I started, I was actually still in a like indie rock band, and then I started DJing more like techno music and quite like minimal techno music in Cologne, which is something that Compact in Compact Records in Cologne stands for. And I was DJing at Total Confusion, which is the like Compact's party. Compact is an electronic label from Cologne. So I was DJing with Super Pitcher and Michael Meyer, who are like big names in the scene in Cologne. And yeah, but that's the first thing I did as Roosevelt. Yeah, and producing my own music just came later on.
So now that you are producing your own music, do you still DJ?
I see it now more like as a bonus. Like usually it just happens when I'm at a festival and there's an after party at some other stage. And that's more how I see it now, just to play other people's music on a good sound system.
What about remixing? Do you do remixes?
Yeah. I used to do more of them before the album. There was just more time to do them. And right now I'm kind of really focused on doing my own music, but there's still room every now and then for a remix. I just remixed Glass Animals again for the second time. And it's just a fun thing to do because it doesn't feel so personal because you don't sing on the track and you can maybe try some other stuff. And in the studio, it's just good to keep voltage through the gear just so you are in the in the workflow and can work on something different.
Well, of course, it goes both ways because there are now people remixing you.
Right.
I assume you've heard Tyler Pope.
Yeah. That was quite a like a personal selection. Like that was these were all people: like Prince Thomas, Tyler Pope, and Justus Könke. These were all people that I really really like. And
Tyler is from LCD Sound System,
right? Yeah,
and he remixed Colors.
Yeah,
which you know in his remix, if you didn't see the word Colors, I would never have guessed it was that.
Yeah, he had quite a different approach. But that's the remixes I like most. I mean the song already is what it is, and then when you take it to a whole different level, then that's when remixes make sense to me, I think.
Right. And that's what you attempted, that's what you try and do with your
Yeah, in my remixes, I think I always just use the vocal, and I see it more as a new production. I don't really remix the thing. I really like put in a lot of production things, and I want to keep the structure of the track, but I normally throw away all the instruments and just use the vocal. Yeah.
All right. We are speaking with Marius Lauber, a.k.a. Roosevelt, and he and the band are playing for us. Now, you mentioned this next song a few minutes ago called Night Moves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a pretty famous song called Night Moves here in the States.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with that old Bob Seger song.
I think I might have listened to it, and then I came back to the word Night Moves, but there's no real connection to that track, which is awesome, by the way. Awesome.
Yeah. And as simple as you could possibly ask for from a song. It's a C, F, and G chord.
Right.
That's all it is.
You don't need more sometimes.
Yeah. but you have lots more in this song. There's lots of stuff going on
I think
here.
The chord progression is quite easy, but yeah, there's definitely... I think in the album production, it was one of the tracks with like 120 stems.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I lay out a lot of the stuff that you could probably do on one stem, and I just... Mm-hmm. Do it on like a lot of different tracks, but yeah, like there's plenty of instruments in this one. Yeah.
All right, well, there's just the three of you here today, so let's hear how it sounds.
Cool.
Roosevelt is the performer. The song is called Night Moves. Roosevelt is also the name of the record, the debut full length from the German artist. This song is called Night Moves. That is Roosevelt with his song called Night Moves, live performance by the band here in the Soundcheck studio. Once again, the album also called Roosevelt, the work of Marius Lauber, whom we heard singing and playing guitar and keyboards on that song, with Matthias Biermann and Martin Hemmen helping out here in the studio in these live performances. And Marius, with a song like that, where, as you told us before, there's over 100 stems, 100 different tracks of individual
right.
sound. How does a song like that start? Is it just you at the guitar, or you on the piano, or?
On this album, it actually changed a bit, and it went towards like more classical songwriting. I was often just on the piano on one synthesizer and working first on the songwriting, on the hook of the track and on the verse and on some of the lyrics. Whereas maybe 5 years ago, I would more go to the computer and open some loops and work on the sound. And it's quite simple and impulsive right now. Like, it's just me on a guitar, on a piano.
And this record took a couple of years to make.
The intense work was almost 2 years. Yeah.
And so have you already started on a new record?
At least I think about it. Like, I write a lot of things in my head. And I've got these different sounds, at least in my head, and kind of ideas where I want to go. And I guess that's a good sign that I'm at least like thinking about it. But they're just like two demos right now. And
Well, the album's still, for the rest of us, brand new. So.
Right. Yeah. But I'd already started. Like, I'm probably going to the studio early next year.
Well, this is a great beginning. I really like the record. Marius, thank you so much for bringing the band in and playing for us
today.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.